Chapter 10. The Maison Médicale stood at the end of a long, straight road heading east out of Lebourg, surrounded by modern suburban houses and lush, tree-filled gardens. It was an angular building of cream-painted concrete and steeply sloping slate roofs, a relic of the utilitarian architecture of the 1970s. As Enzo pulled into the gravel parking area in front of it, he saw from the panneau that there were three general practitioners, a dentist, and two nurses based in the center. A middle-aged receptionist looked up at him from behind her desk, and indifference immediately gave way to smiles.
"Ah, c'est Monsieur MacLeod, n'est-ce pas? Vous êtes malade?"
Enzo produced a patient smile. He was not yet sure if it would be a help or a hindrance that everyone on the island seemed to know who he was.
"No, madame, I'm not ill. I wondered if I might make an appointment to see whichever of the doctors at the clinic was treating Adam Killian before his death."
The receptionist could barely conceal her excitement.
"Well, of course, I don't have to ask why it is you want to see him."
She got her smile under control.
"But I'm afraid Dr. Servaz Sr. retired a good many years ago now."
"Oh."
Enzo wondered why he should be surprised. Many things would have changed in the passing of 20 years.
"Dr. Servaz Sr. Does that mean there is a Dr. Servaz Jr.?"
"Yes, of course. His son Alain."
"And he consults here?"
"He does."
"Then do you think I might be able to talk to him?"
She raised an index finger, pointing it toward the ceiling.
"One moment, please."
And she picked up the phone to punch in two digits.
"Dr. Servaz, there's a Monsieur MacLeod here to see you in relation to the murder of Adam Killian."
She raised an eyebrow in Enzo's direction as if to seek confirmation. Enzo released a long breath and nodded, resigned to the fact that everyone on this island would either know or want to know his business. She hung up.
"You can go in as soon as he's finished with his patient."
She pointed toward a row of plastic chairs in the waiting area, and he took a seat to wait. Although he avoided her eye, he was aware that she was looking at him. He could feel her impatience, and with a sinking heart heard the deep intake of breath that preceded the question she could contain no longer.
"Did you enjoy your meal?"
He looked up, surprised.
"My meal?"
"At the Auberge du Pêcheur. I heard that you dined there last night with Madame Killian."
"Did you?"
"They do the most wonderful seafood."
"They do."
"During the season you always have to reserve."
"I'm sure you do."
After a moment, Enzo decided to exploit her eagerness to talk.
"When did Dr. Servaz Sr. retire?"
"Oh, I'm not sure exactly. It was before my time. 17, 18 years, perhaps."
"And his son took over then?"
"Oh, no. Dr. Servaz Jr. was already established in the practice by then. A lovely man. Never heard him utter an angry word in my life. His wife was a nurse here at one time. They have such beautiful girls, too. The son's a little older. I don't really know him. He's away at university, you know. But they're one of the nicest families on the island."